Have you been in a car crash? Are you aware of your rights? Call Gumbiner Injury Law Group. They're on your side. The consultation is free. They're available 24/7. For a free consultation now, 1-844-55-CRASH. That's 844-55-CRASH.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Against San Francisco, Bears head coach John Fox says they've got to do a better job at stopping the run.
We haven't been real solid, you know, the last couple of weeks, so it'll be a huge challenge. They're a good run football team. They've got big, experienced offensive line, as well as our running back has stepped in and done a heck of a job in drones. So, it'll be a huge challenge, and that's why we play the game.
The 49ers, though, have averaged just 97 yards per game as far as rushing goes. Marquise Wilson at practice today had to sit out for the Bears. He's got a foot injury he suffered in practice yesterday. Eddie Royal and Ontrell Roll also were out, and Zach Miller limited in participation. An NFC North game is going to happen tonight, and it's going to be on the Score. Packers take on the Lions. We have that broadcast at 7 o'clock. Corey Crawford gets the start for the Blackhawks tonight, who are on the road taking on the Senators in Ottawa. The Blackhawks are trying to get a win. They have yet to do so in the last couple of games. White Sox have reportedly agreed to a deal with catcher Deonner Navarro. Gets a one-year contract. Also, pitcher Jacob Turner for 1 year as well, but it appears to be a minor league deal. The NCAA has denied the appeal of Syracuse basketball coach Jim Boeheim. He's going to start that 9-game suspension immediately. And two top 25 games are tonight. Number one, Kentucky against UCLA, and sixth-ranked Oklahoma versus Central Arkansas. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And Chicago's snowfall can be a thrill if you have Acura's available super handling all-wheel drive, that is. It's Acura's Oh What Fun It Is to Drive sales event going on now. With deals on all five high-performance models, visit ChicagoAcuraDealers.com to learn more. 670 weather, partly cloudy overnight and a low of 31. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 48. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse. Eat where the players eat.
This is Ian in New Jersey. I'm here for...
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm getting tired of talking about this. Johnny Knox texted me this morning wondering where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up and bringing this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
Buddy.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said I will read it. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Who are you crapping?
Who are you crapping?
You're telling me lies, you're putting me down, you're starting to make me cry.
Seem like there's so much BS out there. I mean, I don't know who's making that crap up.
It's like last week you guys had a call and he said, you know, I farm up, who are you crapping? And then it gets on my hair.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seemed resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap which, me. Which no.
Who you crappin' brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. As always at 503, I want you to limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. And if you
go too damn long, you don't get to the point.
That's correct. So we will get started in Morris. This is Steven. He's on Who You Crappin' on the Score.
On Monday Night Football, ESPN's double murderer, Ray Lewis, lectured that Johnny Manziel needs to stop acting like he's still in college and that actions have consequences. And if anyone knows about consequences, it's Ray Lewis. I bet he can tell you all about paying million-dollar consequences, like to murder victim families to go away. Two questions, Ray. Where'd you hide the jacket? And who are you crapping?
No weapon formed shall prosper.
Start, Stephen. That's absolutely deserved. Thank you.
It is. Absolutely. 100%.
Here is Luke, who writes, this goes out to Dr. Everett Piper, president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Dr. Piper penned a letter to those college students who had the temerity to raise their voice against a system they found unjust. Dr. Piper thought such actions promulgated a culture of victimhood. His letter was peppered with cloying dog whistles for those rugged individualists who think America needs to toughen up. For example, if you want to be enabled rather than confronted, there are many universities across the land in Missouri and elsewhere that will give you exactly what you want. But Oklahoma Wesleyan isn't one of them. His letter went viral, in particular for his closing statement, which was, this college is a place where you will quickly learn that you need to grow up. This is not a daycare. This is a university. Needless to say, Dr. Piper has become the perceived standard bearer for the ensign of sanity that the lunatic fringe have rallied around since the letter was released. Perhaps Dr. Piper should re-examine Oklahoma Wesleyan's student code of conduct, where on page 41, a list of prohibited behaviors includes such reprehensible acts as violating curfew, sneaking out, non-destructive pranks, or illicit sexual dancing and patronizing of dance clubs. You're not a daycare, Dr. Piper? Really? These rules are exactly those put in place by a daycare for older children, better known as summer camp. The rules were in fashion for colleges and the ever-too-short Harding administration, but 99% of colleges around the country grant their students the respect of an adult and the freedom to act as they need with respect to consequence. Why? Because that independence leads to growth through experience, earned from intellectual curiosity. Dr. Piper, two questions. One, how can you tell college students to grow up when you won't even grant them the pleasure of dispensing a wet willy? And two, who are you crapping? Very good.
That's nice.
Leo in Naperville, you are on the score.
This crap goes out to Bruce Levine, who on the Spiegel and Goff show this morning floated the idea that Jeff Samardzija may take a 3-year, $51 million contract. And then he produced this double-take moment when he said, I don't think Jeff Samardzija is a greedy guy. I don't think he'll be holding out for a $100 million offer. Well, Bruce, the definition of greed is a selfish desire to attain something more than what is needed. And if he wasn't greedy, he would have taken the 5-year, $85 million offer from the Cubs last season. So, Bruce, extract your head from the vines and ask yourself, who are you crapping?
You have to have dominant pitching and long balls.
That is my baseball rule, yes. We live by that.
It's a good rule for you. Sometimes you got to wait on that.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Adam in Buffalo Grove says, this is for Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake.
Tuesday was World AIDS Day, the day when the world pretends to care about one of the most vicious, incurable viral infections ravaging those continents full of poor brown people so we can all feel better about ourselves and continue on with our lives like we've done something substantive by raising awareness. One of those self-congratulatory hacks dislocating their shoulders and reaching as far as they can to pat themselves on the back is Ricky Lake, the former host of a talk show that made Jerry Springer look like inside the actor's studio. She's been active in the fight against HIV and AIDS for quite some time, to hear her talk about it. It was a group effort, she said. I've spent a lot of time on HIV and AIDS causes over the years. My grandfather died of AIDS in 1987. Of course, AIDS has been brought to people's attention most recently because Charlie Sheen admitted a short time ago that he contracted HIV 4 years ago in the midst of his epic sex and drugs binge, the sort that even Courtney Love would have shied away from. By all accounts, Mr. Sheen didn't disclose his condition to his many varied partners. When asked about her thoughts and his activities, Ricky thought about it and came up with, I don't have much to say about him personally. It was incredibly brave of him. It's important to know that this disease is still spreading. It's not a death sentence anymore, and the stigma needs to be taken away. Thank God there are people like Ricky Lake to laud the brave actions of people like Charlie Sheen, who oozes responsibility out of his pores. It's not a death sentence, Ricky. Well, it is if you live near this jackass. So, Ricky, I wish you'd contract some horrible disease that glues your mouth shut. Listening to you, an infamous purveyor of stupidity, helping to glorify the least among us, talking about responsibility and bravery in the same breath as Charlie Sheen makes me want to puke. Ricky Lake, go jump in a lake so I can shout out at your flailing, drowning body, who you crapping. That's pretty angry.
That's angry. That's on that angry side. Yes.
In Champagne, I guarantee you that this is a crap for somebody nobody has ever heard of. It's Mr. Mouth.
Give it your listeners. Anyway, one day after personally okaying the shootdown of a Russian bomber that might have briefly overflown that is a corner of his peaceful land, Turkish strongman Recep Tayyip Erdogan adamantly refused to apologize, setting a point of international law. Quote, everybody has to respect Turkey's right to defend its own borders, end quote. Well, in that view, Erdogan differs with a major figure in his own government. Quote, a short-term border violation can never be used as a pretext for an attack, end quote, said former Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan in 2012, when one of his own planes was missiled by his neighboring bellicose idiot Bashar Assad. And even Assad had the good sense to immediately apologize and try to blame Israel. Maybe the shame of making Assad look reasonable by comparison explains Erdogan 3.0's apology for his Putin-provoking rocket antics. Only 3 days later, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, pick less fight and pick less lanes, and who you crapping?
Mr. Mouth, Mr. Mouth.
I have no idea. I'm just a dope.
What is a neighboring bellicose idiot?
That's what he called
it. Is there a belligerent idiot or something? That sounds like a moniker to be used.
It does.
Jackass Tom writes, early in his career, Kobe Bryant was quoted as saying the following. I'll do whatever it takes to win games. Whether it's sitting on the bench waving a towel, handing a cup of water to a teammate, or hitting the game-winning shot. That's found quoted in a few books, including one called Kobe Bryant. Currently, Kobe's doing the exact opposite of winning. He's the biggest black mamba hole on his team and possibly the league. He's got a real plus-minus of -4.38. RPM wins -0.31. That's 405th in the league out of 413. In terms of shooting percentage, he is at 30.1%. That's 120th out of 120 for qualifying players. And yet he is 30th in shot attempts and 14th overall for three-pointers. The lowest point in this horrible season came Tuesday night when the Lakers lost to the Philadelphia 76ers, winless going into the game, and has looked like a community college team for most of the season. They lost by 12 to Philly, and Kobe was an astounding negative 21. In 17 three-point attempts, he made 4. At least he only airballed 2 shots, which is an improvement upon previous nights. But the point is, if Kobe really cared about winning, he'd either pass the ball more or sit down and actually wave those towels and hand out those cups of water. The rest of his team isn't that great, but right now, he's the worst shooter in the NBA and possibly the worst teammate. He cares about the Kobe Bryant retirement tour, which is becoming the Kobe Bryant Can It Get Any Lower Than This? Yes, It Can tour. Kobe Bryant, who you crapping?
Nicely done.
A rare on-air appearance by neurotic lawyer downtown on the score.
Oh, my God.
Well, here goes nothing. A week ago, while dashing out to get an emergency bottle of vodka for Bubby, I was futzing around with the car radio preset buttons when I heard Doug Gottlieb utter 9 words that I had never imagined could be joined together to form a meaningful sentence. You are listening to the best of Doug Gottlieb? Suffice it to say that my mind has not been so completely blown since that time in college when I tried to discuss the metaphysical implications of quantum theory while possibly partaking in the holy sacraments of the Yaqui people. Well, after gathering and reinserting the brain matter that had spontaneously exploded out of my ears upon hearing this hitherto unimaginable statement, I gave the so-called best of Doug Gottlieb a listen. But alas, the best of Doug Gottlieb was destined to be consigned to the dustbin of history, along with such nonsensical statements as the wit and wisdom of Mike Murphy, David Haw teaches important life lessons, and the sincerity of Rahm Emanuel. Wow, man, what a downer. Instead of hearing the best of anything, after about 10 minutes of oral and olfactory abuse, I was left with a pile of fetid and noisome crapitude, of which I could only ask, best of Doug Gottlieb? Doug, who are you crapping?
Hey, this is Doug Gottlieb. Ugh.
That's what we're doing. Who are you crapping, Boris and Bernstein? Still plenty of time. Party. Jump on in. 312-644-6767. Come on, join the party. Have some fun. It's our signature segment. And, you know, here's what we're doing. We, as we always do at this point of day, we are looking for the
big finish.
That's right. The big finish.
312-644-6767. Come get some. You got the score.
Game day ritual always start with a Scores football pregame show. Starring Bear great Patrick Manley, NFL Hall of Fame journalist Dan Pompey, and Score Bears expert Hub Arkish, along with Zach Zegman, live from the field before every Bears game. No one has more inside knowledge of the team than these guys. Only on the Scores football pregame show. And only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Jim Nance with a CBS Sports Minute. 6 weeks ago, no one would have thought the Lions would be feeling better about themselves than the Packers these days. But that's the case as the two NFC North rivals meet in Motown as Thursday Night Football returns to CBS. Green Bay has lost 4 of 5 after winning its first 6, leading Aaron Rodgers to question his teammates' preparation. While Detroit has won 3 in a row after firing its president, GM, and offensive coordinator. The Lion win streak began with an 18-16 escape from Lambeau Field just 19 days ago. It's the Packers and the Lions on Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Live coverage starts at 7:30 Eastern with kickoff at 8:25. I'm Jim Nance.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
And now, Geico's saving stories. Russell Burton closed his laptop, having just switched his car insurance to Geico. He didn't think much of it until...
Savings were everywhere. My pockets, wallet, bank accounts. It was like the savings were following me.
Following, indeed. All because of an innocent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
I feel like I'm never alone.
Geico. Spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be following you.
Right now, the Home Depot has beautiful, fresh-cut Christmas trees, starting at just $24.98. So, let's pack up the family, head to the Home Depot, and pick the perfect tree. It'll be just the right size for just the right price, and you'll keep more of your hard-earned holiday greenery in your wallet. Let's do this. However you build cheer, start with beautiful, fresh-cut Christmas trees, starting at just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Assortment varies by store. See store for details.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is a... I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays. Only CBS.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Beer Sport tomorrow night. Join Score hockey expert Jay Zawoski and special Blackhawks guest Ryan Garbett at Harry's Sports Bar and Countryside from 7 to 8:30 for the 2015 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by, meet the Ice Girls, and enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Big finish! That's what we're looking for. 312-644-6767. Come on, yelp on in and give us what we want. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago's Boys Radio 670. It's going to be crapping.
And the good news is a couple lines open, so if you're having trouble getting through before, Second Bank will be your chance. If you can put a sentence together and you're within the guidelines,
then you're the only one AAD.
We'll put you up. 312-644-6767. Ian in Boston, a frequent contributor, is on the score.
This crap is for Ryan Getzlaf. After Friday's 3-2 loss to the Blackhawks, the Anaheim Ducks captain complained about a tripping penalty he committed against Andrew Shaw, claiming that Shaw took a dive on the play and should have been penalized for embellishment. Hockey's version of Brian McCann said, "I'll never do that. There's nothing in my makeup that will allow me to do that. Over the years, I've seen some of our guys do it. I've talked to them. I don't believe in it at all." Well, Getzlaf must not be teaching his teammates to play the game the right way, as the Ducks were called for 4 embellishment penalties last season, one of the highest totals in the NHL. One of those embellishment penalties came on December 14, 2014, when who else but Ryan Getzlaf got caught taking a dive to oversell a tripping penalty. Ryan Getzlaf, a mighty duck you are not, movie reference, And who you crapping?
That's hockey, baby!
That's right on.
Nicely perfect. Done. That's perfect. That's the essence of it right there. Here is one from Mike. And Mike says, right after thanking country musician Clint Black for finally following him on Twitter, Mike Huckabee tweeted that he was praying for everyone involved in the San Bernardino shootings. Then Huckabee said that in any mass shooting, there are always two common denominators. First, a mentally unstable person. Second, a gun-free zone. Governor Huckabee added that he wasn't sure if those common denominators were the case in the San Bernardino shooting. Quote, but if it turns out to be, it'll be one more horrible tragedy we'll have to grieve through as a country. Sorry, what? If it turns out that the mass shooting wasn't the result of a mentally unstable person attacking a gun-free zone, we won't be grieving? Unburdened by the fact that one killer was American and the other was Saudi, Huckabee added that we shouldn't allow any more Syrian refugees because people are getting shot up in San Bernardino. So, Mike, the problem wasn't mental instability. The problem wasn't a gun-free zone. And the problem wasn't Syrian refugees. The problem, as in all mass shootings, the actual common denominator, guns. The guns used in the attack were all bought legally. The attacker was an American citizen, born right here in Illinois. If mental instability is a contributing factor, it's the mental instability of you and all the other gun control opponents who continuously ignore, on purpose, that the only real common denominator is guns. This upcoming new year should be a time to reflect. And I hope you will reflect, Governor, on the fact that you spent 2015 defending the right of a government employee to not do her job, trying to limit the civil rights of gay people, rationalizing murderous attacks on a women's health clinic, blaming Syrian refugees for literally everything that has happened, and ignoring the fact that guns have this odd tendency to lead to shooting deaths. Oh, and getting fat again. You spent 2015 getting fat again. Governor, perhaps your resolution this New Year's should be stop sucking at life, because you absolutely suck at life. Mike Huckabee, who you crapping?
He does. He really does.
But he has his large adult sons in their odd shirts.
I know, but he really does. He's a willow.
A short, sweet one here from Pete Hawk, who said, David Haw today cautioned the Cubs against leaping at free agent pitcher Jeff Samardzija, warning that Samardzija wants to get overpaid. He has earned that right. What? He has earned the right to be overpaid? That doesn't make any sense. If Samardzija has earned the right, it ceases to be overpayment. David Haw, who you crapping? Here is one that was sent in by Curtis from Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why he's listening to this in the local broadcast, I guess. November 24th, Kansas City's Soren Petro and Bills sideline reporter Sal Capaccio were talking. And Sal was discussing the importance of the Buffalo Bills extending the contract of quarterback Tyrod Taylor. And Sal said, the Bills have never had a high enough pick to take a quarterback in the draft like Taylor. Well, I was surprised to hear this. I couldn't recall the Bills being very competitive recently, so I went digging into their recent picks. The first thing I found was that Tyrod Taylor was drafted in the sixth round in the 2011 NFL draft. So with the exception of Cam Newton, the Bills did indeed have the opportunity to select the next three quarterbacks drafted in the first round, two in the second round, one in the third, three in the fifth, and then Tyrod Taylor in the sixth, which they passed on again, because that's just the 2011 draft. Because the Bills did take quarterback E.J. Manuel in the 2013 draft as the highest drafted quarterback of that draft. Sal Capaccio. Who you crapping?
Sal Capaccio.
All right, I think we probably can check the manometer. What do you say?
Oh, it's ready to burst. Good again today. And I, you know what? I can't go very far.
Why not? Why can't you go very far? I don't understand. You should be off and about to all your various stops and places and sojourns.
No, struggling a little bit. Not feeling great. So I've stuck close.
Manitowoc?
Yep.
All the way up to northern Wisconsin. Okay,
that's far enough.
All right, so that is, the manometer is measuring the pressure. The pressure will be borne by Jeff in Arlington Heights to close out Who You Crappin' on the score.
Guys, I hope I can make you proud of me. This crap goes out to Jason Goff, who at the beginning of last week was saying that he thought that the NFL rules have become so confusing that because of that, viewership may be suffering. And he went on to mention some other sports that may be suffering viewership because of the confusion of the rules. One such sport he mentioned was cricket. Jason, I never realized it, but on any given weekend, there are so many freaking cricket game options available in the United States for viewing, I can't decide which one to watch. Jason, cricket? Who are you crapping?
By the way, Kobe should quit. I don't know if anybody's seeing what's going on there.
Yeah, it's bad. No, it's bad. Yeah, it's Joe Namath on the Rams. It's Willie Mays on the Mets.
You make us wonder with the things you say.
Maybe hey, you buddy!
You must have thought that we weren't napping.
I love the idea of Willie Mays on meth. And you know what the truth is about that Freudian slip?
Yeah.
He probably would have tried it if it was available to him as a player.
Really?
That dude used every stimulant known to man.
You betcha.
What did he call it? Red juice?
I think it was red juice. I think that's what he called it. Because everybody had their little pet names for it. Like it's just a little toy you use, you know what I mean?
No, it's just my red juice.
They didn't want to really call it anything, so the red juice. What?
I want to say that's right, that he was
a... this sounds right.
An early proponent of of amphetamines. Willie Mays on the meth. Yeah.
My go up and get it guy.
Who, Jason or Willie?
No, Jason. Oh, okay. It's my go up and get it guy.
Scoreboard update.
Actually, that's not true, Dan. You see, anybody that played baseball before 1970 was pure, and they played the game the right way, and they would not take anything like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is the L.A. Times, September 13th, 1985.
I don't want to hear it. It can't be true.
Hey, Babe Ruth, they're not hot dogs and beer. Am I right, Ron?
My birthday. Wait, this is interesting, then.
It said the locker of Baseball Hall of Fame member Willie Mays was a source of amphetamines when Mays played with the New York Mets in 1973. Retired outfielder John Milner testified in a federal cocaine trafficking trial. So this is under oath here. The former Met said his first introduction to a liquid amphetamine called Red Juice was from a bottle he took from Mays' locker. Said amphetamines were regularly placed in his own locker when he was with the Pittsburgh Pirates from 1978 through part of the 1981 season. He said he asked whether management had given him the Red Juice or Greenies. He said management wasn't giving me Greenies or Red Juice or Speed. Willie had the Red Juice.
What is that, from some blog?
No, that's no, actually, that's sworn testimony.
It's a trial.
Nope, don't believe it. Nobody started taking anything until the late 90s.
And when Mays was asked whether he used red juice or any stimulant, he said, "My record speaks for itself. I have never missed a game for misusing my body."
Nope, don't believe
it. Late 90s. When did Mark McGwire actually start his career?
89, right? 88 or 89.
Something like that, yeah. And Jose Canseco?
Yeah.
Right around in there with him, right?
Right. Well, I mean, we found out in the late 90s. I'm just saying.
That's why I love you.
Yeah.
That's
what we found out. See, I'm like one of those, get Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame guys, like, right now.
Yeah,
I don't care. See, people have been taking stuff as long as they found out that stuff existed to be taken.
As long as there's been stuff.
They will take it. Baseball players have done it forever.
I agree.
And it's just nonsensical
I've come around to that position as well.
And besides Dan, how many guys have taken something, HGH, whatever, and still not done what he did?
A lot.
I mean, Deadspin did a piece about his numbers. There's a good baseball Twitter follow, Ace of Baseball Stats, who went through a couple of weeks ago and went through all just the crazy numbers he had over like a 3-4 year period. Just, I mean, and I don't remember the exact numbers, but I mean, it was something like he would have to return from being retired and get out like 1,000 straight times to get his OPS under 400 or his OBP under 400. Mm-hmm. Just ridiculous numbers. And I don't care how much he took. A lot of guys have taken that stuff and never come close to him and what he did. Anyway.
Didn't help me that much.
All right. Let me do an update, and I'll stop doing your show.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
Scoreboard update.
Yeah. Hey. Hi, Brendan. I just peeked in the... Brendan's creepy when he... You can only see, like, 3 inches of his face because we have a really tiny, narrow window.
You don't
want to
see any more than that.
No.
That's a very benefit of a great benefit of that window is you can only see a few inches of his face.
Yeah, but every person that looks in that window looks like they want to murder you.
Well, in my case, they do.
Well, that's for you, yes.
Yeah. Well, everyone wants to murder you. That's why.
That's true. I think my window is smaller than yours, though. Mine's a literal 2.5 to 3 inches wide.
Right. Mine's my championship window. It's wide damn open.
Boy, so the Bears right now are 5
about windows.
Yeah. What? What? Yeah. I didn't mean to talk over you.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just listening. I'm just enjoying the pitter-patter of little feet.
And
go ahead. Go ahead. And I want you. You're coming back, aren't you? You're not just leaving after this.
I got you, Danny.
What do you mean?
You before you could even point at me. You had it. You were like, man, first thing, where's I have members on? I got you, bitch.
What do you mean, am I coming back?
Yeah,
what
are you're, about? You're not leaving us. You said never doing it again or something, didn't you? You're coming back to us, aren't you?
Yeah, about 6 o'clock. Should we just hold off the update until now? Or until then?
No, fine. No. Because Teddy has probably got a bunch of drops lined up to knock you off your game anyway.
Let's see if there's... I can't be knocked off my game.
BS. You're the easiest mark of the station.
Professional.
You are the absolute easiest mark of all the update people around.
It's not true, Dan, because I'm a professional.
Mm, it is true, and you're a professional.
I went to broadcasting school.
Dombrowski, blah blah blah.
You know what that sounds like? It sounds like the Dale Talon from Wirtz family
no,
board of directors.
Bob Pulford.
Oh, Bob Pulford. That's who it was. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I remember I put that in. That was like 3 months after I started work, and he did that. Anyway.
Who cares?
I knew that was coming, man. You're walking into it. Go ahead.
See, this is why nobody likes you.
Who?
Any of you.
Oh.
Except for Terry. Terry's not responsible for anything that goes on here.
No, I am not.
That's because he's all hepped up on goofballs.
I got the blue juice.
Walk in Manhattan. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good.
Did you see American Hustle?
I have it. I have the CD. I have not watched it. You know, I saw the Werewolf of Wall Street, and I just thought, I just did not think it was well done.
Did he say Werewolf of Wall Street?
Werewolf of Wall Street.
And a pina colada at Trader Vic's. And his hair was perfect.
There was that time he was somebody asked him do you guys remember the time that he got the Super Bowl care package or whatever it was they were given to media?
That's the greatest segment in history. Right.
he was unboxing the package of of stuff, and he was going through each thing. Oh, here's some earmuffs, and there was a hat. And he didn't want to put it on because he was talking about how he's got beautiful hair, and he didn't want to put the hat on and ruin his hair. He does
just
have nice hair.
For Christmas, wrap a piece of cork and put it under the tree.
That's cork.
What?
Talk, Ranji.
All right. Let's see. I was getting important stuff. Let's see. Eddie Royal and Antrell Roll did not practice for the Bears today. They get ready for the 49ers. And let's see.
Put my mic on! Stop turning it off, please. Gosh. Sorry about that, folks.
He's awesome. And he doesn't even know it.
Oh, he knows it. Trust me.
No, he doesn't. You know those people who are funny but don't know that they're funny or why they are?
He's never trying to be funny. He's doing New York sports talk. They don't want funny.
Right. Well, he doesn't realize that that's hilarious.
Right. It's funny to us. I don't know if his listeners find it funny.
That's
funny. Oh, my God.
Patrick Kane is going to try to tie Bobby Hull's Blackhawks record of 21 straight games with a point. That's tonight. The Hawks are in Ottawa. Corey Crawford will start there. The White Sox.
That record he's trying to tie, because the other ones not so much, even though they're birds of a feather.
Yes, I know what you mean. Don't go there because you're gonna get people want to kill you.
They already do.
More people.
Yeah.
White Sox apparently will sign catcher Deonner Navarro to a 1-year deal and Jacob Turner a 1-year deal. And the Blue Jays are going to announce at some point Ross Atkins as their new general manager. Streaming on The Score is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs.
The first 8 questions last night. Well, what'd you think? Well, are you amazed? Are you amazed that he threw 96? Are you amazed that they stink!
Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score. This update literally had no information in it.
I mean, nothing.
there was nothing in this update.
Broadcasting school. Professional broadcasting school.
Mm-hmm.
I told you.
I heard him say.
Mm-hmm. The radio home for Cubs baseball.
I've been laughing while he's been talking because I wasn't really kind of half listening. Did you hear what happened with Trump and Carson today?
No.
This is great. They both appeared at a forum. This is the day where it was their turn to go to the Republican Jewish Coalition. So just a room full of people who could potentially be powerful donors and allies, activists, etc. They prioritize Israeli policy. It's that group of right-wing of Jews. And Trump stands up and he says, "I'm like you people. I'm a negotiator." "I'm a negotiator like you folks. Is there anyone in this room who doesn't negotiate deals more than any room I've ever spoken?" And then multiple times Ben Carson referred to Hamas as hummus. I'm not making
that
up.
He's the dumbest smart guy I've ever seen. He really is. He's just a dope.
But maybe he's awfully frightened of hummus.
I am.
I'm in trouble. If hummus is as dangerous as Hamas, then we're all in trouble, because I sure like it.
Wow.
I have a great relationship with the blacks. I've always had a great relationship with the blacks.
What does he stand in front of them and say, "I'm like you, I can jump really high"? I mean, what is he? It's like Reggie White, remember that?
I do.
When Reggie White is complimenting everybody by just going to the one go-to stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable.
But if I become president, we're all going to be saying Merry Christmas again. That I can tell you.
I don't think he said that today. That would he probably shelved that one today. But that's awesome. He's got a...
Well, he's just... I mean, it's...
Ben Carson has a plan to thwart hummus. That's the best. All right, what do we have coming up later? We have... Lawrence has an hour.
Yes, and Thursday Night Football.
Ooh, right here, Packers and Lions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm breaking into the David Lee Westwood One voice. No.
He creeps me out, but I love him.
Next, Westwood One presents the Packers and Lions on The Score.
What?
I don't know if you're locking it out there.
Yeah, locking it out. What are we doing?
I gave you the opportunity.
Can we go so we can talk to Lawrence?
We'll talk to Lawrence and say your favorite words in show business. Fine.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One.
Have you been in a car crash? Are you aware of your rights? Call Gumbiner Injury Law Group. They're on your side. The consultation is free. They're available 24/7. For a free consultation now, 1-844-55-CRASH. That's 844-55-CRASH.
And you've heard me talk about Cameron Hughes Wine and what he does and how he's got relationships with super high-end wineries around the world. And he buys up their wine when they make too much, and then it's sold direct to you for 40 to 80% less than what you'd originally pay. But this special offer that got extended through Friday, 30% off these already low prices, the already discounted prices, another 30%, and free shipping on a case and gift bags. This is an absolute no-brainer if you've been meaning to try this. Maybe you're a small business owner, you like to give out bottles of wine to around the office, you get a couple of cases, you're set. Or it's the kind of thing you want to get a case of, say, the Lot 600 Cabernet, which is, you can put it on the shelf for 20 years, it's still going to be terrific. And you drink half of it, you can sell her half of it, you can give some of it away. The average price of a Napa cab that scores over 90 points in Wine Spectator, because you know that's sort of the cutoff for the best, you're talking $155 bottle of wine. And at this moment, still left, still available, Cameron Hughes has three Cabernets that have scored 90 plus on the list, and they average $30 a bottle, and it's even less with this offer. It expires Friday, and if you want to try it, you got to do it now. 30% off any wine, and free shipping on a case, and free gift bags on your order. You can stock up for the holidays. This will be the season's best deal, and it's this week only. 30% off and free shipping. Here's what you're going to do. You go to chwine.com, you click the mic in the upper left corner, and you enter the code DAN, D-A-N. You get any wine for 30% off and free shipping. Personal recommendation, the just-released Lot 600 is a massive, brawny, complicated, spectacular, full mouthful of big, bloody Cabernet. Everything you like with just a perfectly grilled steak. If that's your ideal wine, you got to grab the Lot 600 as part of your order. Go to chwine.com, go to the mic, enter DAN. This expires Friday. These wines sell out fast, especially with this.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Joanne is spreading the holiday cheer with our weekend sale going on now. Enjoy savings throughout the store, including 60% off entire stock Christmas decor, trimetry, and floral. 50% off anti-pill fleece prints and solids, and 50% off frames. Plus, get 30% off holiday food crafting supplies. Save even more with coupons up to 60% off. Exclusions apply. Get them at joanne.com. It's the Joanne weekend sale going on now, only at Joanne Fabric and Craft Store.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
50.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He has his wristbands, Dream Big, Work Hard, DBWH.
I feel like a better person by just being around him.
Now at Pearl Mortgage, meet Carol.
Hello, friend.
Called to consolidate her mortgage, credit cards, debt, and student loans because her husband, Sam, listens to David's show. Carol and Sam lived on credit cards to feed their family and cover expenses when Sam, who's a heavy equipment operator, I assume that means he operates heavy equipment, that he's not an equipment operator, happens to be heavy. Either way, he lost his job. Sound familiar? David informed Carol consolidating her debt into a 15-year fixed loan would reduce her payment over $1,000 a month. Carol talked it over with Sam, and this is a direct quote. He said, if David said to do it, let's do it. So needless to say, David's helping Carol and Sam recalibrate their debt and save over $12,000 a year. If you've accumulated debt because of a job loss and you'd like David's help recalibrating your debt, call him right now. 312-751-1333. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358. Licensed by DBO under California RMLA and MLS 19186. PearlMortgage.com/.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
CBS Tuesdays.
Tell me something interesting.
The city is one of a kind.
You've never seen anything like it.
The team is one for all.
Home isn't a place. It's the people.
and NCIS New Orleans is one to watch.
Exactly.
See why the good times...
You're smiling.
...are rolling.
Well, it looks like they have rolled out the red carpet.
On the hit drama down in the Big Easy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays.
Be merry and stress-free this holiday season when you order the Finest Feast, an exclusive package from Omaha Steaks. Filled with 28 100% guaranteed gourmet grades, the Finest Feast is now only $49.95 plus shipping and handling and delivered right to your door. Friends and family will love receiving tasty bacon-wrapped top sirloins, classic Omaha Steaks burgers, savory Polynesian pork chops, juicy boneless chicken breasts, and more for just $49.95. Order Omaha Steaks Finest Feast at 1-800-833-4745. 1-800-833-4745.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
It is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home Saturday night at 7, part of the Amtrak rivalry. Visit ChicagoWolves.com at 547 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. My two favorite words in show business.
What a home!
Has joined us. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Oh, Lawrence, you got an hour before football. Time to do stuff.
Yeah, a lot of NFL stuff tonight. Some fantasy stuff as well, as the fantasy playoffs are starting for a lot of people.
Yeah, week. I heard Paul Charchian talking about that. That this is for some. This is like the last regular season game tonight.
Some people do week 13. Some people do week 14. We at the Score League do week 13. So I won't be participating.
Why is that?
Why? In the playoffs, because my team's terrible.
But why do people end the season early?
Because you don't want it to come down to a week 17 situation where guys won't play.
Ah.
So you nice. Start your playoffs week 13 or week 14, hoping that you can get it done and guys are actually still out there playing. Because let's say Carolina loses one of these games that are coming up and they say, you know what, we're going to rest Cam for 2 weeks. Because we know that we're going to have a bye, like that sort of thing.
See, that's where I think that week 17, when you could get the kind of market inequities and proprietary information where some of your big-time algorithmic gamblers might be able to clean up at DFS.
Well, that's the great thing about Joe is that he is one of our guys that's really gotten into the entire world of DFS and really understands it and can break it down. So he'll be talking a lot about that, and we'll talk about tonight's game, too. Packers, Lions, this is an important game.
It is.
This is a really important game for Green Bay as far as what goes into them perhaps making it as a wild card. And really, if they lose, it kind of kills their hopes of winning the division. And it's as weird as it sounds, it's important for Detroit. They've won 3 in a row. They feel like now that they've got things fixed offensively with Jim Bob Cooter running the show.
My guy.
And they think that they might be able to go on a little bit of a run. So the NFC North over the last 2 weeks has gotten real interesting. Real interesting. And I was talking with BMAC that if the Bears win on Sunday, I suspect, this is not anything anyone told me, I suspect their game with the Vikings on the 20th gets flexed.
Well, yeah.
To at least to late afternoon so that most of the country can see it. That's what I think.
It would make sense.
Hard to argue with that, yeah.
So
Their schedule's been weird. You got two night games, and then the rest of it was kind of noon kind of things. And, you know, I mean, just a weird schedule. In other words, what I'm saying, Lawrence, is the schedule of a team everybody expected to suck.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you look at it, you go, holy crap. Noon every time? What? And only two games at night? What? Really?
I don't expect that the Bears will lay an egg. I mean, you look at it and say, this feels like a game where the Bears could lay an egg.
Yeah.
I don't suspect they will because the 49ers have been so terrible on the road, and I'm not sure why that is, but Blaine Gabbert has been functional as an NFL quarterback the last couple of weeks.
That's it.
That's as far as I'm willing to go.
First thought upon hearing that Coldplay is going to be your Super Bowl halftime show.
I'm okay with it. I don't care. I mean, it's Super Bowl halftime shows for me is it's whatever. I thought that Bruno Mars did a nice job. I thought that Katy Perry was weird and kind of interesting. I'm sure that Coldplay will bring some. They have a lot of tentacles. So don't be surprised if you see Kanye West or Jay-Z.
Beyonce.
You have to say it that way. Pop up. No, along with some of their influences with people in country music and pop music. So the headliner doesn't, it doesn't matter because usually they're going to bring in a couple different genres anyway for people to enjoy. It's fine.
The Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Let's get the hell out of Lawrence's way. Some quick thank yous.
Matt Miller, Greg Gabriel, Brian Billick, Zach Zaidman.
We thank our crack productions, filling in to Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
We're at halftime of Super Bowl 49. The Patriots 14, Seattle 14. Katy Perry is on the field.
He's the suit. Best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Navarro?
Yeah.
Hey, Navarro, how you doing?
Weird.
Thank you for listening, calling, emailing. We will do it all over again tomorrow. Racine Plumbing, 2642 North Lincoln Avenue. The Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. It's a Friday. We're out. Stop by and say, yo, get some Budweiser swag. And, by the way, tickets. Tickets also available. I believe Bulls tickets. So come on, stop by and say hi. Have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon from Racine Plumbing.
Highest level of coverage, breaking news, and analysis of Bears 49ers, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha.
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16. Savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Right now, the Home Depot has beautiful, fresh-cut Christmas trees, starting at just $24.98. So, let's pack up the family, head to the Home Depot, and pick the perfect tree. It'll be just the right size for just the right price. And you'll keep more of your hard-earned holiday greenery in your wallet. Let's do this. However you build cheer, start with beautiful fresh-cut Christmas trees, starting at just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Assortment varies by store. See store for details.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Joanne is spreading the holiday cheer with our weekend sale going on now. Enjoy savings throughout the store, including 60% off entire stock Christmas decor, trimetry, and floral. 50% off anti-pill fleece prints and solids, and 50% off frames. Plus, get 30% off holiday food crafting supplies. Save even more with coupons up to 60% off. Exclusions apply. Get them at joanne.com. It's the Joanne weekend sale going on now, only at Joanne Fabric and Craft Stores.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting